You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
Dinah Levine Agency, please hold. Hey, sorry about that. It's nuts here all of a sudden.
It's okay. I'm just checking on you. How are you doing?
Trying not to think about it. He's all over the news now.
I still can't believe Noah has a girlfriend. How messed up is that? I don't remember him ever being with a woman before.
I know. He thinks he's building a brand now that he's gonna be a movie star.
I guess he has to. Because his actual personality sucks.
Okay, he's not that awful.
No comment.
Oh, shit. I forgot these other calls. Can you hold for a sec?
Yeah, but I have some tea to tell you.
Don't move.
Okay.
Hi, thank you for holding. This is Walt.
Hey, Walt, I don't think we've met. It's Carl Sunflower at Sunflower Green Public Relations.
Carl, of course I know who you are.
Calling about Noah Pitt Guilford. Just wanted to jump in and offer our services. We'd love to handle his publicity for Jackrabbit.
I'm sure he'd love that, too. I'll bring that to him.
Can you put me in direct touch?
Nice try, Carl. Why don't you send over a proposal and I'll discuss it with my client.
Super. Thanks, Walt.
Hey, sorry, Mandy.
This is Gail Nevins from Deadline. We want to do a feature on Noah Pitt Guilford.
Terrific. This is his agent, Walt Mendez.
Great. Does he have a publicist yet?
Working on it.
Fabulous. Will you let me know when you have a contact?
Will do.
Great. Thanks, Walt.
Dinah, hi.
Walt. I'm feeling tingles, and it's not carpal tunnel. We are about to start our first big negotiation together.
So excited.
Noah signed his agency agreement, right?
I think so. He said he would, did he not?
Walt, you should have that answer. You should have that right in front of you. Do you?
No, not yet.
You better not be screwing us over.
No way. He's definitely going to sign
it. Get him on the phone now.
I gotta take this. It's my agent. Hey, what's happening?
Hey, hi, it's Walt.
I know. What's up?
I have Dinah Levine for you.
Thanks.
Noah, how are you, sweetheart?
Really fucking good. I mean, I'm a freaking superhero. Who doesn't dream of that?
Very exciting. You know, I represented a young George Clooney when he got his first big break on Facts of Life, and I have to say, this feels a lot like that.
Whoa. I love Clooney.
Well, you and the rest of the world. What a mensch he was until he left me. Anyway, I'm about to dive in negotiating your very lucrative contract. But first, we're going to need the agency papers signed.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'll totally get that to you.
The thing is, I can't do the work for you until you commit to us. Officially. You know, it's just boring legal details. You know, look, if it was up to me, a handshake would be enough, especially because you and Walter are lovers.
Whoa. I don't know who told you that. I have a girlfriend.
Sorry. I haven't had the chance to update her.
Update her? About what? Lily and I have been seeing each other for 6 months.
But when I got you the audition, you and I were kind of,
What? We were what?
Nothing. I guess I was just exaggerating to make Dinah feel confident in you.
Well, I feel highly confident right now, I gotta tell ya. And I think I may have stepped into a minefield, so let's all agree that you and your girlfriend are very happy together. And Walt, I'd better think before he runs his mouth again, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay. Sophomore year in college, I lived with a girl and we were intimate frequently. But then I got it out of my system. You know, people are not one thing. We contain multitudes. So just send me the papers and we're in business. I love talking to you. You're such a joy.
Yeah, likewise.
Wonderful. Walt will follow up. I really do feel good about this. Now call me anytime. Don't be shy. I'm here for you.
Great, thanks. Bye.
Is he off?
Let me check. Yeah, he's gone.
What is wrong with him? Is it not cool to be non-binary anymore?
You don't mean non-binary, that's gender.
No, whatever. I thought it was a good thing to have a shtick.
You mean like your sexuality?
Yeah, isn't that a selling point now? I mean, my 10-year-old grandnephew who has more pronouns and hair colors than I can count is going to be obsessed with him.
Noah's parents are really religious. He's still trying to impress them.
Ugh, Gentiles. What are they, Mormon?
Something like that. Anyway, he thinks you need to be straight to play a superhero.
What's gayer than a grown man wearing tights? Get the paper signed, okay?
Oh, Tegan's calling. Should I take it?
Oh, that bitch. What does she want now?
Probably congratulating us.
Yeah, this must be killing her. I love it. Call me back.
Tegan, hey.
Hey, sexy.
Hello?
Slick move, slam dunking a chorus boy into a Marvel franchise. You're good. I didn't think you had it in you. When did you sign him?
A while back.
Interesting, because he said he didn't sign anything.
What do you mean?
Tegan, I have Noah for you on line one.
I gotta take this. Good luck, honey.
Hey, it's Noah. You know what to do.
Hey, it's me. Listen, I'm really sorry if I said something wrong. I just thought, since we were hanging out again, that it was okay to talk about it, but this was before I knew about Lily. So, I guess now I know. So, can we move past it and get a fresh start? I mean, as business partners, because I was just talking to Tegan at Vibe, and I could have sworn I heard you calling her, and I wanted to remind you how important you are to us as a client. So, if you could just sign the papers, it would make my life so much easier and potentially save my job and this agency. And I did get you the audition, so I feel like that's the right thing to do. Isn't that how it's supposed to work with old friends? So, anyway, call me. This is Walt. Who's holding?
You realize you kept me on hold for 10 minutes.
Amanda? Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
I had you on speakerphone and literally forgot.
I think Noah's gonna leave the agency before we even get to make his deal. Isn't that insane? All this work and he's just screwing us over.
That actually tracks perfectly for Noah. Did you expect loyalty?
I expected decency. All he talks about are his issues. It's so fucking boring. He could be talking to anyone. I just listen and validate him.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm doing it to you now, aren't I?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What did you have to tell me?
Remember that hot dad?
The carpenter?
We might have kissed in the parking lot at Houston's.
Oh, no way. Mandy, that's amazing.
And it was pretty damn good, too. It was so good. Even though it's been a minute for both of us. Like,
wow,
I just
so
it.
Cool. Mandy,
and right before I pulled out in my car, he ran back for another. I'm just saying, your girl still got it, period.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, Mandy. I have to take this. Can you hold?
I have class starting in like...
Dinah Levine Agency.
Hi. Dinah Levine, please.
I'm sorry, I don't have her. May I ask who's calling?
It's Justine Wax with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. We're actually looking for her husband, Spencer.
Oh, he should be in his office at Happy Smiles.
He isn't.
Can I take a message?
Let him know we filed criminal charges against him this morning, and if he doesn't comply, we may need to start extradition proceedings.
Extradition? From where?
And you probably should tell Dinah she's next in case she wants to get her own attorney.
Wait, where is Spencer? Shit.
Hello?
Hey, Spencer, it's Walt. Have you...
Daddy, I'm Daytruck. We just polished off a beautiful bottle of Sancerre.
You and Dinah?
No, me. I mean, me. Me, it's just me. I'm in St. Bart's.
You're on vacation?
No. Don't do a charity work with the underprivileged.
Would you like another bottle, sir?
Eh, sure, why not? Charge it on this one. Walt, I gotta go.
But it's kind of serious, Spencer. The district attorney called and...
I can't hear you, honey. Listen, I'll take care of it when I get back.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And now back to rolling calls.
Now what? Dinah Levine Agency.
Hi, it's Gail from Deadline again. I wanted to circle back for a comment from you.
On Noah?
Excuse me. On Dinah's husband, we hear there are criminal charges being filed.
No comment at this time. I'm sorry. Hey, Rashidra.
Hey, Walt. Question. Is everything okay over there?
Perfect. Why?
Oh, okay, cool. It's just that my husband's buddy works in the DA's office, and he heard something nasty. I'm sure it's not true.
Of course not.
Because all the weird money issues over there sound a little sketchy.
Yeah, I'll let you know if I hear anything. Dinah!
What is going on there? I've been calling for 20 minutes.
It's been busy. Have you spoken to Spencer today?
No, I can't reach him.
Right. Listen, you should probably know that the district attorney's office called earlier.
About the audit?
It sounded pretty serious. They said something about you getting your own lawyer.
Oh, that idiot. He said he had it under control. I'll call you later.
Sure.
Oh, Walt.
Yeah?
Thanks. You really are doing a great job.
New drugs?
Yeah.
Shit. Amanda, I'm so sorry. Amanda? Mom, hey, you got the phone working.
Oh, sweetie, I'm sorry to bother you during work, but it's important.
What happened?
Well, I got as far as Bakersfield, but the damn transmission gave out again.
Oh, what? We just paid to have it fixed.
Well, it started working again, so I figured why waste the money?
What did you do with it?
What?
The money.
Oh, that, I got the phone paid up.
You owed the phone company $3,000?
No, silly. I donated the rest to Planned Parenthood. They need it more than I do right now. Honey, are you there?
Yeah. Where exactly are you?
It's like Gibson and Fruitvale.
Okay, don't move. I'm sending a tow truck.
Oh, you're the best, baby. I love you.
Yeah. You too. What?
Hi, I have Tegan Hughes for Dinah.
It's Walt. What?
Do you have Dinah?
No, but I do have a fucking migraine thanks to your boss.
I find your language very triggering.
Good! Then I finally did something right today. Put her on the phone.
Please hold for Tegan.
Walt, are you okay?
I'm fantastic. How do you think I am?
I just got a call from my friend Gail at Deadline asking for a quote about the charges against Dinah.
All right, do you have anything to add, or are you just calling to rub it in my face?
I'm calling about Noah.
Yes?
He knows about the charges.
How?
I might have told him. And out of respect to you, he wanted me to be the one to tell you that he's signing with me.
I can't believe this.
Walt, you're on a sinking ship. If you want me to ask about jobs here, I can totally put in a word. Would you give us a minute, Chloe? Between you and me, I'm gonna need a new assistant in 2 weeks.
Oh.
At least think about it. The option's on the table. Gotta go. It's Ben Davis on the other line.
Who?
Bye.
Noah, what the hell?
Hey.
I spoke to Tegan. Is it true or not?
I feel like shit.
You fucking should. You're a piece of fucking shit.
What am I supposed to do? Work with an agent who's in jail? Embezzling clients' money is a federal crime, dude.
She didn't do it. Her husband did.
Too much drama.
Coming from you?
You don't think I hate this as much as you do? All I wanted was for us to work together. Isn't that what we always talked about in college? Taking over the world, you and me, we're not done.
What do you mean? You left me. Twice.
Last night, around 3 a.m., I started looking at old pictures in my phone, and guess who I have more pictures of than anyone else?
Yourself?
Yes, but guess who's number two? You. All the way back to freshman year, I found this shot of us from the day we met in the common room. Do you remember? You set up your keyboard and played the entire score of In the Heights from memory.
Oh my god, I was such a nerd.
You were the most talented person I'd ever met. I was so jealous.
Come on.
Really? You blew me away. You still do.
Please, stop.
I mean it. I love you.
Well, you have a pretty terrible way of showing it.
I know. You deserve better. But I cannot lose you. Just because we're not working together does not mean we can't still be together.
How does Lily feel about that?
Lily, yeah, I'm sorry. My parents were on me about meeting someone, and I thought I could juggle it all, but then the movie happened, and now there are publicists and people watching and everything, so I...
So, where do I fit in?
Where it matters. In my heart. Can we please see each other tonight?
I don't know.
I need you, babe. You know you feel the same.
Why do you have this stupid power over me?
Because we're us.
Marty's still in Berlin, so if you want to come over, I guess it's okay.
Awesome. Oh, I almost forgot. My publicists are asking me about any surprises that might surface, and I know you and Amanda are still tight.
Yeah?
So maybe you could kind of get her to delete that photo from college.
The infamous photo.
Yeah, thank you. They also have an NDA for you to sign, but it's no big deal.
An NDA? Okay.
So I'll bring it by tonight. I'm so excited to see you. Like, excited, if you know what I mean.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh, I was going for hot. I'll see you tonight. Love you, babe.
Yeah.
Hi, you've reached Amanda and Star Makers Youth Theater. Please leave a message.
Mandy, I'm so sorry. It got crazy here. There's a lot to tell, but holy shit, you were right about Noah. And I think it's time to test your theory about the homecoming photo. I'm posting it tonight, and I'm tagging Marvel.
Rolling Calls is written by Gordon Greenberg and Steve Rosen. Directed by Gordon Greenberg. Sound designed and mixed by Bart Fassbender. Dialogue edit by Brett Ashley. Produced by Dori Berenstein, Alan Seals, and Kimberly Garris for the Broadway Podcast Network. Line produced by Mary McGowan. This podcast is executive produced by Liz Armstrong and produced through Gotham Fiscal Sponsorship's Sound and Light Project. Special thanks to Open Jar Studios. Make sure to visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com for more radio comedies, dramas, and interviews with the biggest names on Broadway and beyond, plus special behind-the-scenes, red carpet access, and more. Rolling Calls celebrates the Entertainment Community Fund and Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS, and thanks them for all they do on behalf of the theater community. This episode featured Jill Abramovitz, Erin Davey, Julie Halston, Richard Kind, Jeff Crady, Andrea Macassette, Brittany Mack, Dan Rosales, Rashidra Scott, and Wesley Taylor. For more information on the cast and creative team, visit bpn.fm/rollingcalls.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.